podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Here comes the ballad of Lori and Alan. And it's kind of funny because Lori wrote to us, and it was cool, and we wrote back. And when we did, apparently her husband Alan found out that she was only telling her side of a story. And so next thing you know, we've got a message from Alan. So this turns into like she said, he said.
Yeah.
And I love that. So let's start with the original note from Lori. She goes, Dom and Emily and Jeremy, I really do love your show, and I've turned several people on to what you guys do. It's the best show on the radio.
Oh, she's sweet talking us right off the bat.
XOXO, we're on Team Lori.
You know, kissing up to us will work sometimes.
Now what? Now what does she say?
Here's what she says. She goes,
but
please help me convince my husband that family is more important than travel. We have a trip coming up in November to Australia and New Zealand. Cool.
Hello. Nice.
And we were very excited about it. It's through my husband's work, so we can't change the dates. But my sister is now getting married during a weekend that we would be gone. She's my only sibling. And we've always been close, but even closer since my mom died 2 years ago. Mm. She's asked me to be her matron of honor, and this is so important to me. The problem is, it's the only weekend that works for her and her fiance in order to get everyone in his family in town. They also put down a large deposit on the reception hall, and they'll lose most of that if they change the date, which they can't afford. So it's either the trip or my sister's wedding, and my husband is insisting that we have to take the trip. Please help me convince him that family is more important.
Dang.
Now that sounds like...
What a predicament, right?
Yeah, wait to hear from Alan. Here's what he writes. Kay. Dom, what Lori didn't mention is that I won this trip 6 months ago as the top salesperson in my company. It would be me, Lori, my boss and his wife, and six other top salespeople from around the country. When we won it, Lori was more excited than I was. We've both always dreamed of going to Australia, but we could never afford it. Now we get this trip of our dreams, all free, and it would mean a lot for my career to go on this trip with all of the top people in the company. So we won't go on this trip because of a 30-minute wedding ceremony?
Oh, ouch.
I say we can always celebrate with her sister before or after we leave, and that's Alan's side.
Right. Man.
Free?
That's a huge trip.
Think about
huge
your
destination.
Only sibling getting married.
And of course, her mom just had to die.
The mom just passed away.
Oh, man. Well, 2 years ago. It wasn't like yesterday.
There is that. There is that.
I mean, you can. There's some healing to be done.
The healing has happened, I think.
Not happened. You know, it's you know, it's okay.
80% of the healing has happened.
just saying, you know, if I could say an Australian accent, I would, but I can't.
Those are horrible. I don't even think we should vote yet.
No, I kind of want to hear what the callers have to say.
Yeah, we need. Yeah, you need to let this soak in and let the cogs turn.
I can't even thank our listeners enough for bringing these problems to us, because we get to come to work every day and see what goes on out there in this big wide world. Mm-hmm. This is what families fight over: a trip versus a close sister's wedding.
You can't just call it a trip.
It's
though.
A trip of a lifetime, it's pretty much.
Free,
and it's free.
He's right. I mean, the thing, like the bonding that he can do.
Sounds
the,
like you two have already made up your mind.
It's Australia. They got kangaroos and boomerangs
right,
down there too.
And his boss, you know, like the relationship that he can make there.
Here's Nathan. Hey, Nathan.
Hi. How's it going?
You know, this whole family thing can be complicated, can it?
It can, and I would probably say that if it was my wife talking right now, she would probably say go with the family. But I'm kind of leaning more towards the trip. And one of the big things that I asked Emily was, was the wedding planned before he won the trip, or was it after?
Oh, man, I don't know, because he won the trip 6 months ago. The wedding's in November.
It sounds like the wedding was planned after he won the trip, because they're talking about that weekend. It sounds like they just picked the date because it works best for his family. So.
And you know what? I bet the sister didn't even know the exact dates that her sister was going to Australia. They're just busy trying to plan a wedding. And
does
what
she
date
have to
works?
Get approval from every single person on when to have her wedding?
You know? Well, she is the maid of honor. I mean, so it's kind of a big deal. I would think that she would have been in the know. But you know, assuming that's the case, I would have said, you know, he worked really hard. He earned this. It's kind of a badge of honor. And my wife and I did the Australia-New Zealand loop about a decade ago, and I mean, it's incredible.
Wonderful as I've dreamed it would be? Because I have never been.
It is. It really is. And if they're going in November, they're catching it like right at the beginning of summertime there. So
yeah.
It's incredible. I mean, it is a chance of a lifetime, like Jeremy and Emily said.
Why don't we take our morning show down to an Australian trip?
Yeah.
And take listeners to Australia.
That's young and hip.
I'm more than happy to go.
Again.
Have a great day, Nathan. Thanks for your vote. We appreciate it.
I hear it's like $12 for a beer down there.
That's a long flight, isn't it? Man.
That's a long Maybe we just go to Disney
World.
It's like
a day flight.
Here's Corinne. Hi, Corinne.
Hi, good morning.
So far, one vote for trip. What about you? Wedding?
No, trip.
Trip.
And I told Emily, you know, what a great example for her sister to show that she's investing time in her marriage.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, that's something that I personally understand it's hard with losing a mother and stuff like that. I mean, that would be hard, but this is a chance of a lifetime, and they don't have to pay for it, so... You know, that's my opinion. I mean, what a great investment in your marriage is spending that time together. So.
Well, and their future. I mean, this could be more promotions at work, a better work environment. I mean, they got to think about their future.
Yeah, great tan.
Corinne, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
You take care.
You think they could split up and go separate?
He just go on the trip?
He just go on the trip and she to the wedding?
No.
What?
Is that an option? Is that option three?
No, because, Kathy, hold on a second, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, because then what you're saying, no, because that doesn't send a good signal to the boss and everybody, does it?
Oh, come on. The boss would understand that.
It doesn't give a good signal to her side of the family that his work is more important than their wedding, I think.
Yeah. What about, I have a compromise idea.
Wait a minute, but hold on a second. With that thought, Jeremy,
when
a head of state dies, say for a foreign country.
Right.
Right. We don't always send the president. Sometimes we send the vice
VP
president.
Or,
and they represent. So Lori could represent
She's representing.
For Alan, who had to be away on a very important business trip.
For her husband and Czechoslovakia.
Drinking a bunch of Fosters down
and
under.
Throwing boomerangs. Right.
Okay.
A little different situation than a head of state dying.
Nope,
but
I'm wiping my hands. I have solved.
Split up. All right. What is.
Kathy, what do you say?
I'm definitely going with the trip. I mean, speaking from experience, I know that family is important, but once you make the decision to marry into another family, that family becomes your primary focus. Their needs and their wants should come above your birth family.
And you know, what if 5 years down the road, they get divorced?
Let's not
And
say
you
that.
Missed out on the trip of a lifetime and your silly little sister's divorce.
What if Lori ends up divorced and she missed out on her sister's wedding because of some stupid little trip?
I'm not going to lie.
Not likely, though.
I'm not going to lie. the thought crossed my mind that Lori's sister might not even make it
what
very
if it doesn't
many
work?
Years. It crossed my mind. I didn't want to verbalize it.
She sounds like a cheater.
So thank you, Jeremy,
well,
for
such a tease.
You
never can tell, right?
Do what?
I said you never can tell, right?
You never can tell.
You don't know.
It's a crapshoot.
Yep.
All right, I got your vote, Kathy. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You have a great day.
Yeah, it's not like the sister's husband is going to Australia. He's going to be there. He's more important, right?
Right, the groom will be there.
The groom's going to be there.
Hello, Robin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, so far it's been unanimous. Take the trip. Nobody's voting for love here, I guess.
So I'm saying it's a compromise. We're talking a weekend. We're not talking the entire trip. So because the trip is free, could Lori cover her own individual expense to fly back either early or fly back or fly in late by herself to attend the wedding herself?
I don't know.
But again, that's a long flight.
That's a full day of travel and expensive. And,
the argument, though, both points are equally important. Alan has a valid point to be there. He earned it. He worked hard for it. And yeah, it could open a lot of doors in the future. Lori, on the other hand, you have a mother that's gone. This is your only sister. I have an only sister. I am an only sister.
So if you were in this situation and we're going to take off the table this thing about flying out late or something like that, you've got to pick between the two. What are you picking, Robin?
That's tough.
Pick.
Sister's wedding.
Wedding. Don't feel bad about picking that, okay? But man, are you going to miss a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Did you hear that guy?
Go to the
earlier?
Zoo and look at a koala. It's okay.
Robin, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Appreciate that. Do we have time for one more? I hope so. It's Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
All right. 3-1 in favor of trip. What do you say?
I say wedding.
How come?
I just had an aunt that passed away, and I know how hard that was for my cousin, and she is getting married, and family has always been first to me. We've been really close, and I couldn't imagine missing it and not being there for her.
I get that, but now, you know, Alan mentions that, you know, it's a 30-minute ceremony, and some of them are shorter. I'm going to be marrying a couple in August. I'm going to be the officiant at their wedding. We've already talked about it. The ceremony, guys, will maybe last 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quick.
Brief. You know, what if you had this really big dinner with them before you left or when you got back?
Yeah. I don't know. I love traveling and, you know, those experiences too, and that would be a really tough decision, but I would have to pick family.
All right, good for you.
All right.
Thank you, Crystal, for calling.
Thanks.
All right, now let's get our votes here.
You can say 30-minute ceremony, but it's the ritual of marriage that has been going on for thousands of, you know, like, yeah,
you're
so
like, we get
huge.
It.
Yeah, we've seen it.
We've seen it. We know what happens.
Do you take this?
He
man?
Does, yes. She does. They kiss, and then they go party, and everyone leaves very unsatisfied.
There is no sparkle then everybody's in your mad. Life
no,
anymore,
then everybody's mad
because
they're going to a reception without an open bar, so you're just even more pissed.
Here, are you picking?
Absolutely wedding.
Are you?
Yes.
You're not going on the trip?
No. He's number one salesperson. If you can't afford it, then something's wrong, all right? No.
To that lady's call, too, that said just go later, I'm looking at ticket prices from Denver to Sydney. They range from $1,700 all the way up to $3,400 round trip, one person. That's a lot to spend.
A couple $1,000s.
Yeah. So I say they both go on the trip.
Plus,
just go. It's paid
then
for.
Then you're putting out the people who are already there because they might not be anywhere near Sydney or Melbourne or whatever. They might be
right.
on this trip. And now they've got what? They've got to come back to the airport to pick you up. And
yeah.
What are you picking, Jeremy?
Go on the dang trip. The daggum trick.
Chris?
I was going to say wedding until you said go out with them privately. So now I'm going to say trip, but you have to put something, an announcement out to everybody else at the wedding going like, hey, my sister's at a trip. Like, because so there's no scuttlebutt. Like, oh, where's the, you know.
Right. Like, did they get in a huge fight?
Yeah,
where's the sister?
She? Yeah.
That's a whole
you
other
have
layer.
To do that?
The gossips.
The sisters are on the outs.
Yes, where is she?
Well, that's funny. I'm saying trip.
Yep.
Dang.
Trip.
Live it up.
Of a life. And maybe,
for free.
Maybe I'm swayed by the whole Australia, New Zealand thing because I've never been. I've done a lot of travel in my life, but I've never been there and I really want to go. I had a very good friend of mine who went for like, I don't know, almost 2 weeks. And the pictures that she showed me when she got back. Oh,
are they epic?
Rock and all oh man.
And I'm swayed because weddings suck.
Oh, no. Jeremy.
No.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, Jeremy.
Is that why you cried through yours?
No, I cried because I knew how much it was costing us and everybody behind me was miserable.
Oh.
I was felt for the crowd. That's why I was crying.
I was at Jeremy's wedding. It was a beautiful ceremony, but the pews were so uncomfortable.
Yeah, see?
Oh. It was a really uncomfortable church.
Horrible pews.
Traffic is brought to you by Les Schwab Tire.
Have an accident northbound I-225 near 6th Avenue, backing up traffic to Mississippi. Now we have a crash southbound I-225. It's on the ramp to northbound I-25, so do watch for that. A tow just pulled away with a car off the shoulder southbound I-25 near Yale, but we're still looking at slow traffic remaining for you starting at Santa Fe. Traffic brought to you by King Soopers. Stop by your neighborhood King Soopers where you'll find delicious produce at the peak of freshness. It comes straight from Colorado growers on some of the best farmlands in the nation. Colorado proud, great food, low prices at King Soopers.
I will tell you, you had a beautiful ceremony, but you know the one thing after all these years that stands out in my mind, Jeremy, from your wedding?
Besides the crying
was the dress that my date wore and what she looked like, and that I'll never forget.
Either will
I know more about Dom's date's dress than I know
wedding.
About your life.
It was tight. It was skin.
Do you remember
tight.
That dress she was wearing?
Dude, I was distracted up there.
When you said I do, you
back.
Were talking about something else.
Yeah, I will.
I would.
That's what you said. I will.
I sure will. Oh, life is good. Forecast.
So tight.
80 today with rain. 88 tomorrow with storms.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.